What's up, bitches? Happy. What day is this? It's hump day. It's Wednesday. I was about to say Tuesday because I don't know. I don't know. I lost a day somewhere. But here the fuck we are. Oh my God, it's Wednesday. You know what this means, bitch? It's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Anyway, yeah, no, legit, it really is my birthday today. So cheers to that. If you really want to do something for me, because I know you're like, oh my God, what a beautiful day to celebrate. It should be a national holiday. Let's do something for this bitch. What I need you to do is share this podcast. Share the podcast, leave a review, tell all your friends about it, all the things. Tell everyone about it. Tell a stranger about it today. That's what you could do for me for my birthday. Just be like, hey. You look like someone who could really enjoy a little positive energy into your life. And guess what? I know a bitch. So thank you. Thank you for the gifts because I know y'all are going to show up and show out for me today as much as you're going to show up for yourselves. Because fuck yes, that's what we do. So let's talk. I'll catch you guys up on a little bit of my day. It was my Valentine's Day. That's what you get caught up on. I spent it at the vet. And before that, I spent it stressing about going to the vet. Oliver is my furry cat. He's like in the line of Maine Coon breeds. Like he's just this huge lump of hair. He's a beast. And this little guy came to us out of a fucking blizzard, like the fucking polar vortex blizzard that we had, I don't know, like 6 years ago. And my hair girl, who lives up the street, was like, oh my God, we found this tiny kitten in the blizzard and I can't keep him because, like, you know, she or her husband, they're allergic to the cat being inside and he can't stay outside. I mean, he's just this tiny little ball of fur. Okay. And so she brings me the kitten and I'm telling you, we hid this little guy because my husband at that point was like, no more fucking pets. Okay. No more pets. We had three cats. We had a dog, and that was enough. Okay. And so we hide this little guy for a good 2 months, I think it was, that he was hidden. And it was easy because he was so terrified. Like, we're talking about a feral kitten. I think his whole entire bloodline was feral because he was not okay with people. And so we have this kitten here, and I'm hiding him. And Alex, I need you to get out. I'm recording a podcast. I'll come and get you when I'm done. Nope, get out. Thank you. So I have this little baby and easy to hide, the cutest little thing. And he barely starts warming up to my daughter. And then sometimes I could catch him. And the only reason we had to tell him about this, about the kitten, is because Zayden, who is now 8, was only like 2 at the time, and she saw him. And we knew she was going to tell daddy about the kitten that she saw in the room. And I'm like, fuck, I better tell him. So I went ahead and sent the picture to him. And I'm like, okay, this is Ollie. Yay. And he's like, no way. He's got to go. And I'm like, yeah, of course. You know, my friend Rochelle's finding a home for him. So he comes home that day and he comes in and he holds this little ball of fur. And I'll be damned if he's like, nope, we're keeping him. Literally had me cancel the person who was going to come pick up this kitten. And so we kept this feral little guy. And he's been terrified of being outside and he's terrified of other people. Like, if you come to visit me, you will never see him. Like, he is just, he's not a social cat. He's just all he hides. Okay. And he's very chill, just this big fat lump of whatever. And I have tried to make appointments to take him to the vet just because he his knots get out of control. Okay. And so we're going to have him shaved. And anytime we've tried to take him to the vet, it's been a traumatic, horrific experience. Like the last time he jumped out of the carrier outside and it took us forever to get him inside. Like it was terrifying. He's a little guy. He actually got stuck in a tree once, even. And that's a whole other story for another day. So getting this guy to the vet has been, just forget it. So it hasn't happened. He has not left this house in as long as we've had him. And I think it's like 6 or 7 years. So he had some really like nasty gunk coming out of his eyes this past week, like just weird drainage. I'm like, that's not normal. And then the little shit started limping the day before yesterday. And so I'm like, we definitely have to take him to the vet.
And I was just terrified. I was terrified because I know he's going to climb the walls and do all these crazy things. And just, he's pissed at me. He's like screaming the entire time from the moment I tricked him into the kennel and stuffed him in because he's so big. I literally had to like smash him in there while trying to hold the door shut because he was trying to escape. But like he did this scary ass growl, meow, like angry thing the entire time. And then we get to the vet. And the vet just opens his little door and Oliver doesn't move. He just lets him pet him and gets cuddles. And anyway, so he got a few injections and we left. It was a little emotional, a little hard. If you have been following me, we lost our Rottweiler. And this was the vet where we actually had to have him put down. And so I didn't realize that that would catch me off guard too. So I'm literally sitting in the office in our little room waiting for the doctor to come in, and I just start bawling. And I just keep thinking about Sam and like, oh my God, I still miss him. It's so crazy. I did not expect to be so emotional about it, but I was just like, you know, the whole situation is unfair. He was the best fucking dog, and it still makes me sick. And that's, I'm traumatized from the vet lately. Okay, you guys, we lost two dogs last year, a cat and two cats. And two dogs in the last 2 years, literally. And so it all has ended at the vet. And I'm just like, you know, I have PTSD and shit. So I was already like, oh my God, what if something's wrong with him and this is fatal? And it's, I'm stressed out. And you would be too had you have lost four pets back to back at the vet's office. So it was a little bit emotional. I was very happy to come home. I let Oliver out and you know, he's fine with me. Like he just came out, he let me pet him, cuddle him, even let me carry him upstairs, ate a little treat. I gave him, you know, little treats and he's fine. It wasn't even anything that I was worried about. The vet gave him the things and he's walking fine and his eyes are already starting to look better. So it worked out. That's how I spent my day, bitches. That's how I spent my day. It was so fucking exciting, so hot. So let's get on to today's topic, okay? We're going to talk about overcoming negativity and jealousy. And the way we're going to do that is focusing on gratitude. We have not talked about gratitude for quite some time. So let's get into it, bitch. We literally are living in a society right now where value and status are placed on all the material shit. Right? It's all about the cars, the houses, the clothes, the shoes. What purse are you carrying? And we all dream about having more money. I don't know anybody who doesn't want more money. And if you don't say you want more money, I don't think you're being honest with yourself, literally. Bigger homes, more cars. And like, we have so many things, and yet we're not fucking happy. And the reason is, it's because instead of being thankful for what we do have, we start to envy the people who have more than us. And what the fuck? Okay, social media in your face. Not just there, the competition and all the things. You've got the competition with neighbors, coworkers, family members. It's exhausting. I know, you know, our neighbor's house, ex-neighbor's house, their siding was not okay. It was like really beat up, okay? And no judgment there ever, but like it made ours look good. And then all of a sudden they get brand new siding on their house. And I swear, I'm like, oh my God, our house needs new siding. And I've always loved our siding. It's clean, it's nice. When my husband, you know, power washes it, it's great. It's beautiful. It's a gorgeous color, all the things. But seeing that newness, I was like, oh my God, we have to do it. And so there is an issue of constant competition, constant comparison. No matter who it is, whether it's on social media, which that's the fucking devil right there. Okay. We're dealing with the devil here. Everyone is posting their fucking highlight reels and their fancy shit. All these things. They're not posting what they did to get there, you know, how they like pretty much sell their fucking souls. Okay. And some people don't, but we don't get to see the messy part. We don't get to see the struggle. We just see these people have these things and they make it look so fucking easy, so easy that our jealousy grows because we're like, God, it looks so easy. And then we're just mad because we're not living that life. So you're in this competition with neighbors, coworkers, family. It's fucking exhausting. And then you lose sight of the important things, like, bitch, your kids.
your relationships, your marriage. How about your health? And if you place a strong value on things, you're not going to feel fulfilled. And then you start creating this inner tension that just drives you away from happiness. It's a fact. We don't define ourselves by the things we drive and the things we have. It's not who we are. Happiness is not defined by the amount of shit you have. So we have to come to this place in our lives where maybe you just need to get the fuck off social media. Stop being around the people that make you feel some kind of way. Not being around, you know, the people that are making you feel the jealousy. And it's not necessarily their fault. We know that. But just take some space for yourself because you do matter. Your feelings matter. Set your boundaries. If you know you're around people that make you feel like you need more or want more and not in a healthy, good feeling way, then don't be around the people. The way we're going to overcome the ugliness that we carry, and I know we all do, we've got to be grateful. If right now I asked you to make a list of everything that's good in your life and you're not allowed to mention the shit, how hard would it be for you to create this list? Do you have a hard time just being happy and grateful because you're always longing for something bigger or better? My husband cracks me up here because that's him, 100%. He's like, oh my God, that's my dream bike. And then all of a sudden he gets this bike and then he finds a better dream bike. And then there's always something new coming out. Do you guys understand that wanting things, it never ends. There's always going to be something better and bigger around the corner, 100%, if you're looking for it. Me, I'm stupid grateful. I look at that bike. He even asked me if I wanted to trade it in the other day. I'm like, no, the fuck I will not. I love that bike. Absolutely grateful for it. I even got to take it out for a spin in February in fucking Michigan. It was cold, but I got to cruise it, right? Like, I was just so fucking grateful. We all have big dreams. That's normal. That's natural. But you can't start working towards them until you accept who the fuck you are and where you are right now. That's it. The law of attraction plays into this, okay? This is how the universe works, how literally God set this energy to just reflect everything you are. That's what you attract. If you are miserable and chasing things that you can't attain, you're in a cycle that will never end. One of the hardest things for me to grasp when I listen to the greats, when I listen to these thought leaders from back in the day, Napoleon Hill, I mean, shit, even Les Brown talks about this, of just having to feel happy now. Bob Proctor, they've all talked about it. Like, you have to feel like you have everything. That's how you attract it. Those things you're wanting, you're pushing them away every time you're chasing them, every time you're just stuck in that desire. Right now, I promise you have things to be happy and grateful for. I mean, no matter how upside down our country is right now, we are still the greatest fucking country. Our freedoms, our way of life. I don't think we realize how other people truly live sometimes. And I almost think they're better for it. People that are off the grid, my husband and I were just talking about the jealousy there. Like, how jealous are we of people living off the grid? And I tell him all the time, just say when. I'm out. I'm out of this bitch. I'm happy to go unplug and do the things. Do I think that was God's purpose for me? No, not really. Not unless I could take a fuck ton of people with me and still have a way to just move energy. You have to start accepting who you are and where you are now and be grateful for the things you have. It begins with that radical appreciation, with a whole sincere heart for the life lessons, for the talents, for the skills, for the messages that we've had, for all of the things that we've learned to like and dislike in our lives, all of that. If you're like me, you have to learn to appreciate the pain. The pain of where you come from and never understanding people's true actions, never understanding, never getting, you know, explanations, apologies, no one. Like, I've forgiven people that have never been sorry. It freed up more space in my life for me to have gratitude for everything. And bitch, I don't want you to think that I'm not someone, you know, I still want the big house. I want the nice furniture. I can't imagine when I don't have kids and I could have nice things. Imagine that. You know, we all want the big screen TVs, better paying jobs, luxury cars. I'm literally drooling over a Sequoia right now. We're looking at a brand new car for mommy. And I'm looking at the new ones and I'm like, holy shit, that's dreamy. Gourmet food, bitch. I'd eat lobster every fucking day. Fancy jewelry, designer clothes. How can you appreciate the finer things in life if you can't be thankful for the simple things? I mean, bitch, what the fuck is a TV going to do for you if you don't have eyes? Literally, when's the last time you were thankful that you could see or that you could hear or that you could afford your electricity bill? When is the last time that you paid bills with gratitude of just like, thank you, thank you, thank you? I forget too. So this is a big reminder for both of us, because I literally am like, man, I haven't done this for a long time, where you just have that energy and intention. I learned this off of The Secret, Rhonda Byrne, The Secret. Read the book, watch the movie, whatever's easier for you. But this is what was like the catalyst in my entire life launch to not being a victim anymore, to taking responsibility, to owning my shit, fucking all of it, for standing up for myself, for finding self-love. It was the catalyst. And in that message is the gratitude of even paying bills. Like, how fucking blessed are we? Yeah, the bank account might be empty by the end of the month, but geez, what did we pay? We paid the electric bill. We fed all the kids. We paid car payments. We paid insurance payments. We paid phone bills. The kids have video games. Like, literally everything is paid for. When do we have gratitude for that? Instead of just looking at what we don't have, when's the last time you were like, thank you, when you sent in a $300 electricity bill, $300 water bill, $400 grocery bill? It's amazing. We're fucking doing it. You're doing the things and having that gratitude with the intention of knowing it all comes back. We're going to put this money out and it always comes back. Always. You've got to focus on living and enjoying your life, not the things. You can still desire good quality things, but that's not what your focus should be, ever. Expressing gratitude is not just for Thanksgiving. My girls will randomly have everyone at the table grab hands, and they do this thing where we all have to go around and share something we're grateful for. We rarely sit down at the table together. And when we do, you know, we do pray and we do give thanks and we have the gratitude thing. And so they've followed on that. And randomly, if there's just three of them at the table, you know, Bug will be like, okay, grab hands and say what you're thankful for. It's important to not just have gratitude for yourself, but to live in gratitude and show your kids gratitude. Have your kids dig deep into their souls to find theirs. Guilty, 100%. My kids focus on the material items. They focus on influential people. All of that. They focus on, you know, they want their iPads. They want the time. Like, they live for the time that they get in the evenings on their electronics, right? Encourage them to dig deep inside of themselves to focus on who they are, the experiences they have, and the quality of life they have. And sometimes it is about showing them how other kids live. It's not the scary thing of like, you know, we're not into the toxic, you better clean your plate because kids in Africa don't have food. Like, that's what we grew up with, right? So we learned like we couldn't waste food. It was not okay to stop eating when you were full. And, you know,
not a toxic way of thinking, but coming from a place of gratitude of like, it's amazing that we have the food choices that we do. It really is. I want you guys to think about maybe let's plant the seed of getting a gratitude journal. And that's it. You keep the journal and you write down the things in your life you're thankful for. And it doesn't have to take more than 5 minutes, bitch. Like right when you wake up or right before bed, 5 minutes. And before you're like, oh my God, I just don't even have time. I want you to go ahead and before you get the gratitude journal, why don't you write down your timestamps tomorrow? Everything you do and for how long you do it. That includes scrolling, that includes dicking around, that includes laying, like all the things. Test yourself. Doesn't have to take a lot of time. But I want you to get into this gratitude journal just to clear your mind, reflect on the day, and see the good things you have. And I'm a journal fanatic. So I have some really beautiful journals and that helps. Like you, I want to take care of it. I treat my journals better than I treat a lot of things in my life. Like even my makeup palettes, those bitches get tossed around and I'm pretty rough. But the journals, I take care of them because they energetically hold a lot of intention, a lot of everything. Everything. So that might help you. I know a nice pin matters. So give yourself that goal of, okay, I'm going to reward myself if I can commit to journaling this week, every day for 7 days. I'm going to reward myself with a really fancy journal and some nice pins, and then I'm going to continue. And you'll be more inspired because the new journal and the fancy pins, it means something. That's why I made this super beautiful books, the vision book and the weekly goal setting journal. They're gorgeous. They're gorgeous books. And I knew that, they would be taken care of. So in this book, you're going to reflect on anything new that came your way. Maybe you met someone new, new clients, new opportunities. I was taking a lot of things for granted. I kind of lost sight about the bartending. I wanted a way to be able to get out of here and not travel because I was traveling when the baby was a baby, but she's not anymore and she's not old enough to where I want to leave her. So I knew I needed to get out and be able to talk to people to network and do the things. And I really took that for granted. And now when I meet people, when I'm bartending, I run back and I write their names. I have a little notebook in my purse that I keep on the counter in the bar and I write their names and I just write the gratitude I have for like being introduced to them, whether they gave me a card or I gave them a card. I just make a note of like meeting new people because you never know. Networking is the biggest thing I wish I would have focused on growing up, 100%. It's something I tell my college girls now. Unfortunately, they are a lot like their mother, anti-people, antisocial, anti all the things. I wish they would just, fast forward through all the bullshit that I had to go through before I came to the point to understand and appreciate networking, 100%. And don't be shy about repeating things. That's it. I mean, if every day you're praising your good health, then fucking do it. It's never going to be old to be thankful and happy that you love on your family. Ever. If you found something you lost, write it down. Did you go through a tough situation and you handled it well? Write it down. There's nothing too big and there's nothing too small that can go on the gratitude list. And then every once in a while, just go back over it and read everything you're grateful for. It's going to be a great pick-me-up, especially on difficult days. And the more you add to your journal, the more you're going to teach your mind a new way of thinking. You're literally retraining your brain to live in the moments of gratitude. Your outlook on life, it's more positive, and you're going to feel a deeper sense of connection with everyone around you. You will literally train yourself to start seeing the beauty in everything around you. All the beauty that exists, whether it's in nature or people, you just start noticing good things. And don't take my word for it. Literally get the journal. And over the next few weeks, I want you to come back and share with me how your life has changed. You can message me at brandonlynette.com, sign up for alerts there. And that's where I get your emails. If you sign up, then just reply back to the email that you get. And then you can also join my Facebook group, Listen Bitch. I post journal prompts in there Monday through Friday. And this is a conversation that we can have in there. So I'll do a challenge here. Why don't you guys share a picture of your beautiful journal once you get it, post it up in there? Because I want to see them, bitch. I want to see your beautiful journals. I love you guys. I am jumping off of here. It's been a day for social media. If you saw my Facebook Live today, I literally got put in TikTok jail putting makeup on. Putting makeup on Facebook or TikTok jail. I didn't know that was a thing, but I can't go live on TikTok, which, I mean, big deal. I fucking hated it anyway. It's scary. I'm not used to it. So I was trying to get myself to do something new, to be brave and explore and branch out of my comfort zone. And I guess that got shot down. So I'm not too upset, but just annoying. It's annoying. Like literally putting on makeup, talking about eyeshadow, makeup, nothing toxic. And it cut me for hate speech. So I don't know. You guys, social media is whack, Jack. I love you, bitches. Happy fucking hump day. And thanks for shouting out my birthday by sharing the Listen Bitch podcast. Love you.